Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on WBEN, the Troncare College Live Line this morning. Andy, this fall in Western New York has been one to remember. I mean, it's been amazing, amazingly mild.
Amazingly mild, and the winds have played nice. A lot of times in the transition of seasons, we see gusty winds, but that really hasn't been the case for much of September, October, and even outside of a couple windy days in November, it's been pretty good.
I mean, when are we usually seeing significant measurable snow in Western New York? And, you know, how far off are we right now from that mark?
Oh, I love these statistics. Well, the earliest flake we've ever had was September 20th. And the latest we've ever seen a flake fall in Western New York is November 20th. So there's quite a span between the earliest we've ever seen snow and the latest it's ever come. We're getting close to the record. I mean, where you look at the calendar today, it's the 14th. All we'd have to do is get to November 22nd, and that would set the record. So we're really, really late in the season to see our first flake. And now I know some folks have had some flakes on the hills of the South Towns and Southern Tier. I don't want to say you don't count, but the official stat is kept out at the airport. So the airport has seen frost, but not flakes. So the average time for that is late October. So we are definitely past the mark. But the average doesn't mean it always happens on that date. The average is derived from sometimes it happens earlier, sometimes it's later. But this is definitely a late start to the snow season.
Okay, so just over a week from now, if there aren't any flakes, we could be setting a record.
We could, and you bring up an interesting thing. It's that last week that will be the hardest week to get through. We are free and clear of any flakes right through the weekend all the way to Wednesday, and then I think the window opens next Thursday, and then again, for a flake, a single snowflake, not a pile of flakes. And then that begins really to change. The pattern begins to change late next week, and it really becomes more of a typical November pattern for the final week of the month. I think we drop into the 30s. The 50s will be a thing of the past, and we'll really take a nosedive, and we'll open up the lake. The lake is at 54 degrees, which is near its record. It's been warmer this late in the year. The 2 years that it's been this warm was back in 2022 and in 2000. And both of those, if you recall, there were some pretty good lake effect events in those years when the lake was that warm. So it's definitely the open season for lake effect for the final weekend of the month.
When this kind of weather pattern happens and we're warm at this time of year, some people start to get a little nervous. All right, does this mean the big one's coming? We're going to get one of these big lake effect snowstorms because of how warm it's been. As soon as we get cold air, do we have to worry? What are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. This is the time of year where you start getting nervous. If you haven't had the snow, it's the same kind of anticipation, I think, that the shoe is going to drop. I think we all feel it. Like, it shouldn't be this nice this long. And you're right. When you look at something like that, it really doesn't mean that we're due for it doesn't mean that a big storm is impending. But it does mean that when the colder air begins to come in, it doesn't have to be quite as cold to get going. If the lake was 10 degrees colder, it would take a colder temperature to fire up the lake effect machine. You generally need about a 17-degree difference between the water surface, which is 54, and the air above it by about a mile, and that will begin to trigger the lake effect. So when the lake is warmer, you don't need as cold of an air mass. So that entails you can fire up the lake effect machine a little bit easier. And by the end of the month, I think we'll see the snowflakes flying. So it'll be a close call. I mean, we could do it, but we might miss it by a day or two.
I feel like every day is like a bonus day, you know? But going back to this fall, these last several weeks, I feel like we've had more sunshine than we normally do.
Yeah, this has been incredible. It has been a weather pattern where it's not that there has been no snow and the snow has vanished across the nation. It's been out west. I don't know if anyone's seen any of the hip-high pictures from the snowstorms that have plagued the western portion of the United States, but they're talking the polar opposite of us, where the colder air has intruded on the western half of the Mississippi, and they've been colder. The east has been warmer than normal, and that also came with some sunshine, where the weather systems that kind of stalled over top of us provided us with sunshine and high pressure, where the west has had the wind and the snow and the cold for as much as we've been warm. Now that it begins to kind of teeter-totter the other way, starting, I would say, late next week, the colder air will begin to break into the Great Lakes, and we'll have one of those perpetual low-pressure systems on top of us spinning the clouds around, and we'll see those gray November clouds streaming off the lake. And so those images that we haven't seen this year as much will be coming, but we've enjoyed, as you've stated very well, a windless and very sunny November. It's been a bonus to clean up the leaves that fell kind of late this year, and I think it's allowing everybody to get their early Christmas lights and stuff in place before they have to do it under the cover of snow.
No, Andy, it's allowing smart people to do that. I will wait until it's cold and freezing, and I'm, you know, swearing under my breath as I'm doing it. I mean, does it take you a while to get used to some of the cold? Because I know we're supposed to be cooler. I know it's supposed to have a little bit more rain, a little bit more wind this time of year than we have. Yet I'm not looking at it as bonus. Whenever that comes, I'll still be like, oh, where did this come from?
Yes, the cold November winds, the wind and the rain of November kind of pair together along with that cold, wet weather. I think that's what we are typically used to in November. So seeing that we've had these warmer southerly breezes along with some sunshine, that does, you know, kind of add up. And I guess you can look at it two ways. You can use it to prepare, or you can use it to procrastinate and just enjoy. And either way, I think, you know, everybody wins in this scenario. I don't think there's a lot of losing, except the turkey trot is going to be, it will not be as nice when they're going down Delaware.
Well, usually it isn't, right?
that is correct, yeah.
Bills Chiefs, Sunday at home. What do you think?
Oh, wow. It's funny because I spoke to them, and there's been a lot of social media posts for the last 2 weeks about, you know, the big one mid-month. And so they reached out and we discussed it, and they said, no, mid-month isn't the thing. It's end of the month. And this will be another late season Bills game that is absolutely fantastic. Now it's a late game, so you're not going to be out there in the middle of the day. So temperatures will be kind of cooling, but you're going to be in the 50s. On Sunday, and not just chin above 50, but maybe 55, 57 degrees, and then cooling down in the evening. I mean, you can't ask for much better than that for a late November football game in Buffalo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.